that I will not be going back to the Diner in Spartanburg.
Amen, brother.
Good.
It's
good,
not my choice. It's theirs.
I think that was a bad influence.
Well, I tell you what happened. You know, of course, I'm over there. You know, when it's near lunchtime, I said, well, you know, I ain't been in a while, so I'm going to stop, you know, and grab me a little something, you know. And listen, this is a nice restaurant. I mean, it's not a little diner.
Based on the stories I've heard, yeah, it's a nice restaurant.
Well, you go in and, you know, they got your booth and your chairs and your tables, and then they got, you know, you just got a big buffet up there, you know, and all that. So it's a pretty nice restaurant. But I get in there, you know, and take one of my normal seats there, you know, and I'm thinking I might get me some of that buffet, you know. But I look at the buffet up there, and there's a man up there sitting there eating from the buffet.
Ooh, eating from the buffet.
Yeah.
Got him a chair pulled up to
the buffet.
I said,
now, right there, first of all, I ain't eating here now.
No.
And that's pissed me off. So I'm going to go over here and tell this man, I'm going to kick his ass. All right, so I go over there, all huffing and a puffing over there, and I get over there and he's in a wheelchair. I said, And they told me, said, you leave. I said, okay.
Dang.
So no more diner stories.
So in other words, it's not that you've just decided not to go back. They have thrown your ass out of the cafe in Spartanburg.
Listen, I've been thrown out of better places than that.
I don't doubt that. I know. I've seen you do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can't go back.
They thought that everything was fine until you almost tried to beat up an invalid.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly what happened. Yeah. I mean, because I was going to whoop his ass. I mean, yeah. You know, somebody pull up a dang chair at the, you know, buffet and just sitting there. No.
That's a whole other level of arrogance. You know.
But here's the thing I don't know, okay? Because I did leave, you know, without a, well, with a little bit of scuffle. But I left, all right? What I don't know is... You know, this man in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Because last week I told you about the man came out with his tail.
Yep.
Well, right behind him was a man in a wheelchair. Mm. Well, I'm thinking they might have been together.
Yeah.
So.
But you didn't see the man with the tail this time.
No. I saw the man in the wheelchair this time.
Maybe that's why he's in a wheelchair. Cut his tail off and he's healing up. He's like, hey, got to take a rest on them legs there, Hot Wheels.
Got to sit on a donut in a wheelchair for a minute.
Yeah. Maybe he was sitting on a donut.
So, just so y'all know, there'll be no more diner stories.
No more diner stories, Al.
Retired the old diner.
Of course, now you're going to find you a new place to go eat, ain't you?
Oh, I have to.
Yeah.
Well, you got to eat.
That could be some excitement goes on in that place, too. Yeah. Kind of like Spartanburg's kind of a iffy, shady place
to be. I noticed
anyway.
Everybody in Spartanburg at the diners and stuff, they all old people. I mean, they everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Geriatric.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, just. And they talk about some of the things that I don't want to hear from old people.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Old people sex.
Well, exactly. Nursing home sex is what it's called.
Oh,
you know.
Jesus.
And if That's you think gross. About it, I mean, they all hemmed up in one spot.
Yeah.
You know, and listen, you can only play bingo so long.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And then your mind wanders off to other things. So. But I don't hear that about old people why I'm trying to eat me a hot dog with french fries.
No.
Yeah, you know? Definitely not that.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of nursing homes, I went to one last week.
Just visiting? Just
yeah.
Stopped in?
Yeah, just visiting.
Cool.
Taking the roll?
And No. I don't want to know people.
For up yonder? A couple of them will be there.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows?
Soon.
That's between them and God.
Yeah. But I was cruising around through there, and they when they design nursing homes, they should make them easier, right? They should make them like a... Like a one main hallway entrance and then hallways that fork off every 40 feet or so, you know. No. They design them like a damn corn maze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's on purpose.
I guess.
It is.
So
it's
they
on
can't
purpose.
Get out so,
so
easy?
So they can't get out.
Yeah. Okay.
And you take the simple ones, and those are always the ones who have the escapees.
The one up here.
Yep.
Yeah. They're always
every,
out on the
every
bridge.
Other week. Every other week. Oh, Jeffrey got out again.
Yeah.
Oh,
we got to put a bell on that bastard.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Speaking of nursing homes, this happened several years ago, but I volunteered for a week or two, you know, to drive people, you know, because that's what I do, drive, you know. But I had to use my own car, you know. I mean, but I had the Cadillac, so, I mean, I had plenty of room and everything. It wasn't hard for them to get in and out, you know.
And they were used
and,
to that car.
And I was going
to
say, and old people love Cadillacs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
yeah. You got them.
So, anyway.
You win already.
You know, I... it was hot in there, so I got my windows tinted.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, they had this mirror tint, mm-hmm. you know. Well, the guy putting it on wasn't too good, so he put it on backwards. So the mirror was inside the car.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Yeah, that's what I said. So here I am volunteering, and I get two or three of my old people in the back seat, you know, and shut the door and getting in ready to drive off, and they hollering and carrying on. I said, what in the world's going on? So I stop, get out and go on the other side, and the lady from the nursing home, you know, runs it. She came out there. What's wrong? I said, I don't know. Open the door, back door. And all three of them in there screaming. Got out so quick as I said, what is wrong with y'all? There's too many people in there. There's too many people. We're getting out of here. I said, oh, mm-hmm. I understand now.
So, felt a little claustrophobic, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. they thought they was in a crowd. Yeah. You know, and old people don't want to be in no crowd.
No, they don't. No.
Old people don't want to be in a crowd because, you know, something could happen. You know, they could fall. Well, you know what old people do. Yeah, you know, something could happen. They don't want to be in no crowd when it happens.
They privacy. Their candy could get pickpocketed, you know.
Yeah.
All their loose candies.
Yeah. I think that's what they think when I'm walking through the nursing home. They're like, oh, how'd you
hide your food, Hershey hide kisses. Your candy.
Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't be.
Hide your cinnamon discs and your butterscotches.
That's more like it. Hide your peppermint.
Yeah.
He's coming.
But I was walking through there, and I walked past the nurse's station twice. And finally, the nurse was like, sir, can
second
I have
time you
something?
Didn't mean to, though, did you?
I didn't mean to go by it again, but you she was like, sir, can I were. Help you with something?
I know how you're feeling.
I was like, I'm just trying to get out of here.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, well, how long you been here?
I said, like, I feel like I'm in hell.
Are you visiting somebody? I said,
Nope.
I was just seeing what y'all had on the menu for lunch, you know? She's like, you've been here an hour and a half. I said, trying to get out. She said, well, come on. The door's right up here. I was like, thanks. You know, then I got out, pocket full of cinnamon discs.
That's right. You know? That's
right. And that's the best, you know, I'm not advocating like thievery or mm-hmm. violence or
none of that. Don't do that.
What is it? Deceitful or devious, nefarious
acts. Nefarious things.
Against oldies, but.
You ain't trying to be malicious.
They're easy.
If they got a bowl of cinnamon dust near the door, I'm going to fill my pocket up and then close their door. That way, you know, they got to waddle over to the bed and hit the button so it'll start beeping so somebody will come check on them. Hey, somebody stole my cinnamon dust.
They took a handful of my cinnamon dust.
And they're like, Randall, you got dementia now. Shut the hell up.
Randall, you ate those.
Them things been gone for a week.
Yeah. So, and that's the beautiful part about it. If you go on the dementia side over there, you can get
you can get away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and I'm
it's
sure
not
you
good.
Can convince a lot of them that you're their great-grandson or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you hear a lot of stories about a diner in Spartanburg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, and some fool in a Cadillac. Yeah.
I walk through there about, what do you say, Grandpa? He's like, hey, grandson. I'm like, no. I'm just banking that you're a grandpa.
Yeah. You have to be a grandpa, right? Yeah.
Surely.
The odds are
but his
in
name's
my favor.
Not Shirley.
No. Hell, nowadays it might be. I thought, and then I forgot.
Story of
I
my
have
life.
That happening
right there.
A lot.
Yeah.
I thought. Oh, I forgot.
Oh, I was going to take a job driving old people. This was when I was down on my luck, and or it just non-existent.
Maybe it's up on your luck.
Yeah. And so I was. I had to go interview for this job, and it was driving a bus or like a small bus, you know, not like a short bus, but like a
church bus.
Like a van.
Upstate seniors type thing.
That's what it was. And so I had to go interview. Well, I had to go to damn Greenwood to interview for this. I'm like, I'm not coming here every morning. I'm just going to keep the bus at the house. You know?
Yeah, I'm not going to check in here every morning to pick up these kids.
No.
Adult kids.
There we go. I'm not picking up children, dude.
No, that's what I'm saying, but like in their head.
Yeah. So I interview, they're like, hey, great, you know, we'd love to hire you. I'm like, cool. So what exactly, I feel like this should have been a part of the interview, but I was like, so what exactly are my daily, like, duties? I know I pick them up, take them to the doctor, bring them back, you know.
In the in-between, do I have to talk to them?
Yeah, that was
what. That's basically what you were getting at. You were like, what happens if, you know, Janice has an accident?
Those were my questions.
That's what, you're really getting at.
Right. I've never interviewed for a job that I didn't get. Batting 1,000. But I have interviewed for jobs that I didn't take.
Or want.
Yeah. This was one of them.
Yeah.
So I do my thing, and I'm like.
But you was down on your luck.
I was down on my luck, so I was like, I kind of need this.
You got to do what you got to do when you're down on that luck.
So I said, what happens, like, if we're riding and there's an emergency, do I just pull over and call an ambulance or whatever? And they're like, well, no, we have a kit, you know, in the van that it's got a defibrillator. It's got a
refrigerator.
It's, yeah.
Got a, keep the drinks cold.
It's got an IED in there.
Yeah.
Just in case you need to, you know.
And it's got a first aid kit. And all kind of, and so what you do is you just pull over and you'd render aid until they get there. And I'm like,
no,
that ain't happening.
That rendering part, I don't know nothing about.
Yeah, I was like, well, you know, also, okay, that's not going to happen first. I'm going to call 911, keep cruising toward a hospital. Yep. Second, you know, what if someone, and I couldn't remember the word, to like the proper word. And so I was trying, I was like, what if, you know, there's a accident or something? It's like, well, if you get in a vehicle accident, I'm like, no, what if somebody.
No, what if there's a termination on board?
Yeah, what if someone shits himself? And I was trying to say defecate, but I said deflates.
What if someone deflates himself?
So it was kind of, yeah. So.
He's got to blow him back up.
That's
what the IED's for. Yeah.
So they were like, well, you would just, you know, get them to the where they're at, you know, get them to the nursing home, tell them, hey, what's her name had an accident.
Get them separated first.
Yeah. Then you'd go, you know, clean it up. I'm like,
whoa.
Strike two.
Hold up now.
Strike two.
I thought you were going to say you just hand them off to the nursing home staff and they take care of it. No. Then you clean it up.
No. They take care
of their end, but you still got to
clean the bus.
Yeah.
Like, you got to clean up the mess.
Yeah. And I'm like, nah, not do I strike two, yeah. You know.
You guys are almost going to make me not want this job.
Yeah.
Okay?
And then the last straw was I asked what the, you know, procedures were for, like, lunch breaks. And they were like, well, you get 10 minutes. And I was like,
I can't even order in 10 minutes. I can't get through a drive-thru
in 10 minutes. And they were like,
it takes me 10 minutes to order my food.
But when you pick up seniors at the care facilities, you can go in and eat there for free. I was like, nah, I'm not doing that.
That sounds like they tried to frame that as a perk of the job, and it's not.
Right.
That's not a perk.
But that just tells you where my priorities are. Number one was lunch.
Yep.
Number two was I'm not cleaning up shit.
Yep.
Number three, what was number three?
Three was I don't want to be responsible for a dead body.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I'm not signing up. I already told the funeral home no.
Yep.
You know, I'm not doing this. And
You sure don't want to deal with them before they get to the funeral home.
Well, I'm going to tell you something about that. Okay. And I don't know anything about nursing home drivers, you know, the job you're applying for, but mm-hmm. I do know. Okay. I saw, and this is downtown Seneca, right here. Okay. One of those buses pulls up downtown Santa Cruz from the courthouse right there. You know, it's not a walkway or nothing. It's just right there on
a four-lane, you know, pretty big road.
So the bus stops right in the right lane, and it don't have none of them stop things, you know, like a school bus does, you know.
They just brake lights.
Yeah. So he opens the door, apparently, and, I don't know, 13 old people get out, and I guess they go into the courthouse because they go in front of the bus and start going across the highway. Hmm. Well, these cars coming every which way, and you can't see them old people if you're in the left lane going 45.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or 40 or how fast that's going.
Yeah.
And, you know, I see the other lights turning, other people, cars coming this way, and here's the old people trying to get across, you know. And everybody going 40, 45. So, I mean, I would thought they were doing jumping jacks. I didn't know what they were doing. But they right in the middle of the highway, 13 of them, trying to get across the road. You know, and F-350's coming 42 miles an hour the other way, and I'm going this way. And anyway, nobody got hurt.
No, thank
you. They got across. Some of them got across the road.
Hurt or nobody got hurt at all?
I think one of them sprung his ankle.
Okay.
Mm. You know, and one of them, well, I will say this. I guess one walker got a bent leg or something, or I guess his tennis ball came off or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's acceptable.
You know.
Yeah.
Those can be replaced.
But I'm thinking, you know, why don't they have a big old stop sign? I mean, a big one. It goes all the way across the road.
Yeah.
You know.
Or like a resource officer, like just for old people. You know.
Yeah.
Like a.
And you were telling your story, and I got to thinking, part of your responsibility, if you took this job, is going to be you get out there in the middle of that highway and you stop traffic.
Yeah. Crossing guard. That's what I meant.
Right.
Crossing guard.
You know, so.
That's what you.
I'm kind of glad you didn't take this job now.
Yeah.
You could have got hurt.
Yeah.
That would have been strike four anyway.
Yeah. Well, there were, I mean, a number of strikes. They said that When I got to the pick them up, you know, they all had – they scheduled their time. So, like, if Nancy had to be at the doctor at, you know, 1, I'd pick her up at 12, you know, just to ensure we had enough time to get her out of her room to the van by 12:45.
In all 4 miles.
Yeah.
And then
– and but that was the thing. They're like, you got to go in, find her in her room, and then walk her to the thing. I was like, I'm just coming up beeping the horn. You know, hell, I'll buy an air horn if you ain't got a horn.
Come on, let's go.
Yeah. They can't hear good. I get an air horn.
I'm here, you know, and I got stuff to do. I got
and I'm not good in nursing homes anyway.
Two doors.
Like, let's go. Yeah.
Let's go,
darling.
In a nursing home.
So I don't recommend getting near a nursing home. If you got people that you know care about that are in there, you go see them. But yeah, I'd get out quick.
Go see them and then get out quickly.
Yeah.
Because you will get stuck.
And hell, it's the holidays now. Thanksgiving is behind us.
That's right. That's right. Thanks.
Just don't stop in a nursing home going wandering around unless you know somebody, you know, like you did.
Don't do what I did. Do as I know. What is it?
I guess,
as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, but I told you to go steal their candy, so don't listen to me.
Yeah, you know, this is Men
Earl's got
financial advice.
Yeah, Men Earl got the real question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. You stopped at this nursing home. Did you have to go poop?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now the real reason.
Now they're finding out. That makes sense now.
Well, that was my thing. I was already in there and I already done my dang temperature check. I had already signed the thing. It said, hey, I'm not sick, you know. I was wearing a mask.
So Little did they know that, in fact, you were sick and you did have to poop.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't sick, but I'm a...
You're going
well, that's
be
what
you
I. Didn't. That's what I... Yeah. Like, I feel like, you know how drug users say they're, like, sick when they don't have, like, drugs in their system?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's you when you have to poop.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're sick. Like you need to get well.
Oh yeah, I need to unload this demon. Yeah. I need to unburden myself.
Unburden.
But I'm walking through there and I have my mask on, you know, because you have to. And I have one of the masks that you pull over your face, not one of the little loop gaze.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm walking through there, and this lady, not a nurse, but like a associate nurse. Or like a
step below nurse, CNA.
Yeah. She comes walking beside me. She's like, hey, how you doing? I said, how you doing? She said, I'm good. I said, where's your mask at? Because she wasn't wearing one.
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, it's up there at the nurse's station. I said, I'm just kidding. I don't give a shit where your mask is at.
Is that the way you said it?
I'm just playing.
Yeah.
She laughed and laughed, and I walked out. I walked to the other end.
Yeah.
And then
for
she
the eighth time.
Come on, we'll get out
come
of here.
Come on back. I'll help you get out of here.
Then she took my arm like I was an old person. I'm like, I can walk fine.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm not uneasy.
You're not. What is it? What they call like the
wobbler.
Early enrollee, like at college, like a college athletic. Yeah. You're not like an early enrollee for the nursing home.
No, I'm not on.
He was on a recruiting trip.
Yeah, he's losing it. Just checking out the campus.
That would be a good video.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
That would be a good video.
We should shoot and we should do it, you know, we should be, like, trying to get them to sell us on coming there. Because the nurses aren't going to. Whoever the director, whoever you meet with.
Whoever,
you
go they have them. A sales rep, I think.
Oh, 100%.
Right. 100%. We don't meet with them. We just go in and find a nurse and be like.
So how's the place?
Yeah.
So how is it here?
Do you guys have like a pool or like a slip and slide or anything?
Yeah, you guys.
We take a real old person with us. And, you know, when y'all have to stand on each side of her helping her, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're going to assume she's wanting to get in. You
guys have aerobics classes here? Like, do you do, you know, any knitting?
We'll just do it the opposite way. Me and Josh will just go in with no old person.
That's
just
what
ask
makes...
all these questions. Be like, well, so who's your family members coming here? Well, we're going to come here in about 30, 40 years.
We're just checking it out. You know, seeing what you guys got going now, planning for the future.
Giving you a little time to take some of our ideas and implement them. So when we get here,
it's ready.
We're satisfied.
We do also have scheduled visits with Bellevue and with
just to let you know,
the Highlands.
It's not our first stop.
Yeah,
it's not our first stop.
Yeah, and not our last. So no.
We're
going to
price
wow us.
You know, we're going to price it out.
Yeah, you got to wow us. What do you have that they don't have? She's like, we do karaoke on Tuesdays. I'm like, it's not going to cut it.
That's not enough.
We need
that's
some type enough. Of water in here. She's like, we have bathtubs.
Actually,
thank
you know
God.
What? You know what? How many people, how many residents did expired last year? How many of those?
87? Oh, that's...
Ooh, that's actually...
Ooh, that's high.
That's higher that's than high. WVA. Yeah. Only had 54.
Yeah, so, we only got room for 54. Yeah.
Looking at the mortality rate, too. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it.
You know, that's another thing.
One more question. Y'all got casino night on Tuesdays?
Right.
You guys have a bar
they
here?
Do. I mean,
yeah, they do.
No limit there. Either. I mean,
what was I doing? What was I doing?
You, I don't know.
You were in a nursing home.
No, I was doing something else.
No, you were. Well, we were scouting out a nursing home.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I think that'd be a good. That'd be a good idea.
Shit,
be a good idea.
And when you go to this nursing home, we're gonna have to borrow somebody's 78 Monte Carlo, so you pull right up in the front and park right there and get out and go in.
Yeah.
Parking space or not.
Yeah.
Just pull up.
Right there.
And get out.
Just park and get out.
Park up on the curb.
Yeah.
Yeah. One wheel up on the curb.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did that. I do. I go in there to poop. You know, because I got the one, and that's one thing. Like, I'm not, you know, I love my grandma, but when I go to visit her, she's all the time asking me, like, hey, you need to go to the bathroom? And I'm like, no, you know, not right now.
Well, she knows you.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah, she knows you.
It's a valid question.
It is. At any point, someone could ask you that, and it might be spot on.
Oh, it's more than 50-50.
Yeah.
So, but every time she's like, you need to go to the bathroom? So one time I was like, you might have been there with me. I was like, Yeah, I do.
You actually, you know what? I do. I do have to.
Can you go to my neighbor's room?
So I...
That's what she said.
I go in the
go to the neighbor's room, please.
Bathroom, and it is not okay. Like, it's not fine to use this bathroom because it's like a one room. Like, there's a shower. It's all one big shower,
and it's all one combined floor too.
That's
so
what
like the shower is not separated from the drain. So like the drain is just in the middle of the floor.
Yeah,
toilet, shower. Yeah, the water runs everywhere in the
sink
floor.
On the
I mean,
wall.
That's just so you don't have to be too accurate with your aim.
Good point.
On any of it.
Yeah. Yeah. But
and because I feel like people haven't before in there.
You make it all the way into the room, you're good.
Yeah.
No
they
what.
Can hose
we
it down.
We can hose that bitch down. Yep. Yeah.
Hose you down.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was so I went in there and I was like, man, this is, you know, private. She, you know, her roommate or whoever's passed on or not here or something.
Yeah. And they don't put no lock on the door, do they?
No.
Because they can't lock them in because they couldn't
the
get out.
Little string if you need help, you know. And so,
yep.
So how many times did you pull it? Just once.
Well, I look at, so now I'm examining. I'm like, this is weird. This is all one room. I don't want to be here. And then I look
need
at
to
the
get
toilet,
out.
And it's one that's, it's like a, it's not like a house toilet. Don't have a base. It's shooting directly out
no,
of the
it's
wall.
Like a, it's like a
prison toilet.
Yeah, like a school toilet.
Yeah.
You know.
Prison?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's shooting off the wall, you know. And that's not the worst part. Now, you know, of course it's got sidebars, you know, or hand or whatever. The
it's got the
grommets.
Yep.
Or whatever.
Grommets.
So, hard to hold on to them, but they're
yeah,
there.
They're there.
It's got the help, you know, assisting,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
But then it's also, it looks like.
I thought
like,
them was armrests.
Yeah. Well, they were going to be, but it also had like a.
It looked like a backboard.
Yeah.
It looked like it. It looked like just two flat pieces of plastic. One went beside the seat, and then one went up like at an angle like that. So it was like.
It's like a throne.
Like a funnel. You talking about a funnel?
Again, accuracy comes into play here. You just don't have to be that accurate.
Right, which is also fine. The thing that alarmed me the most and the ultimate reason why I decided not to use that bathroom.
Because there's a pressure washer in there and a chicken.
No. Is the toilet seat had a, like, it was like a booster seat.
Yeah.
And you needed it.
Yeah.
I didn't need it. Mm-mm. I needed it not to be there.
Yeah, I needed it to, I didn't need to sit on a donut to use the bathroom.
If you put a booster seat anywhere, it's 2 inches, maybe 4 inches. This son of a bitch was every bit of a foot and a half tall. And I'm sitting there thinking, what the hell is this?
Hey, why I climbed to get up on it.
Yeah.
But, nah.
I'm like, what do you need this for?
It must be what your straps are for.
And I guess it's, I have no idea what it's for.
Well, no, that was the scariest part to me is all of this is like the booster part of it, whatever. It has straps. It has like car, like race car straps.
Yeah. Like,
to hold you in.
Harness.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a harness almost. I'm like, I don't know about this.
So. You're going to sit here till you poop.
Lock you in. Next
to unstrap you when you're done pooping.
I wonder if, because I saw those, that was my thing. The booster thing had me like, nah. Yeah. And Josh pointed out, I came out of the bathroom. I was like, go in there and look at that bathroom. He goes in there. He comes out. He's like, you didn't see that racing harness they had in there? I was like, no.
You know, them old people telling their family, they put me in this parachute, yeah. And I don't know what they're going to throw me out of.
Like, oh, my gosh. Aunt Alice just has such bad dementia.
Yeah.
My gosh. She's never even been skydiving.
Yeah. I wonder if they are putting them in that so they don't, like, fall asleep and fall forward. I hope that's what it is.
I feel like that's probably a
good. But I hope to God it's not, like, they got to. They're like, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, all right, well, let's put the harness on you, you know, and because, you know, when Alice shits, it's going to launch her ass into another dimension. It's so damn violent, you know.
From that booster thing full of foam.
To have there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, Alice is a space cadet now. She is in more ways than one. She's out of here. She's out of this world.
She beat Elon Musk out a long time ago.
Long time.
Talking about that, you know. I decided to get me a real Christmas tree this year.
No, did you?
Yeah. So I went to the lot to get me one.
The lot.
Picked me a nice one out. And the man asked me, he said, you going to put it up yourself? I said, no, I'm going to put it in the damn living room. What's wrong with you? You
pervert.
So I just told him, I said, forget it. Yeah, I don't want that. I didn't want to get involved in nothing like that.
I don't blame you. I got a
Joe from Lowe's. I don't want to do that.
I got a rain stick on layaway for Christmas.
A what?
Rain stick. You know, one of them.
No, we don't know.
No, but rain stick. Rain
oh, y'all ain't never heard of a rain stick?
No.
What?
It's like a.
Shit.
Well, you wave it around like a wand and it starts raining.
You're telling me that we know something that y'all don't know?
Apparently, if you've got a rain stick.
Amen.
Y'all ain't never
heard what do we call it?
My God.
Rain gauge?
No. Rain stick's a musical instrument that.
You're just playing the rain or it don't work.
It sounds like rain.
It's like a didgeridoo, but with caps on the end,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's like a hollow stick,
but it's got like
pins in
it. Yeah,
it's got pins in it.
Making stuff up now.
So it looks like a,
it's a Chinese instrument.
Yeah.
And it's a stick, probably about 4 feet long, mm-hmm. And it's got like pins strategically placed in there, probably like a bunch of rice in it, you know?
Acupuncture stick.
Or beans.
Beans or rice or something. And then when you all beans at the bottom, when you turn it over, they fall down these sticks on the inside.
No.
And it sounds like rain.
No. Pretty sure that's not true. And beans in there, you stopped somewhere to get something to eat, didn't you?
No,
he didn't bean it up.
No, I put this on a layaway.
Yeah. He bought it fully assembled.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how to make one. So,
sounds like rain.
Required. No beans required.
It's like the.
Here's the idea.
Yeah.
Just, if you wanted to record rain, just go outside when it rains.
I want to make my own rain sounds.
Yeah. Music. Well. I want to make rain music.
It's like the background.
Stick.
Like if you listen to Phil Radio. Collins,
mm-hmm.
In the Air Tonight. No. What is it? Is that it?
Yeah. It's it.
What is the one in The Lion King? Can You Feel the Love in the Air? No.
Can't
I don't know.
You Feel the Love Tonight?
Yeah. I'm thinking of Phil Collins. Who was that one?
That's
Phil Jackson.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's the one who invented rain stick.
No. If you listen to Phil Collins in the Air Tonight at the beginning before he, you know, murders the drums,
mm-hmm.
And before the guitar's like, woo!
Before the do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah. Okay. You can hear the rain stick in the background.
I got you.
And I thought, I don't know how to play a guitar. I don't know how to play the drums. I don't know how to play the piano.
I definitely can't sing.
I'm not learning any of them. Nope. Rain stick, turn it over, makes a sound. Turn it back over, makes a sound. I can handle that.
It's like playing the triangle.
Yeah.
Except you don't even have to hit it. You don't even have to hit it at a different spot. You can just...
Yeah, turn it over.
Turn it over.
And So, you know, spoiler alert, that was for Earl for Christmas. So, yep. Go ahead and tell him about it. That way he knew.
He knows what it is.
Well, now, there's different range sticks. There's a bamboo range stick.
That's what I
got. That's the one we got you.
Okay, that's the one you got. Yeah. Damn thing, $64 freaking.
How much?
64.
Well, that's why he put it on layaway.
Where is that one? On Amazon?
You put yours on layaway for $199 or something like that.
$1,100.
I don't know where it's from. Yours is handmade. Range stick at Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's a mass produced. You got like a handmade.
Mine might come with a damn Chinese person play it for you. $1,100. Yeah, I might have to go get my deposit.
Here's one for $1,149 at Amazon.
Well, that's more like it.
$1,149.
That's more like it.
That's
a real range stick.
Well, if you could get your deposit back on that giraffe, today you just pay for it.
Today is a good day because I have learned something today.
Today's a good day.
That
there is such a freaking thing as a range.
Yeah.
Hey, about 5 weeks from now, you'll have one.
That's right.
You know, so.
Put it with my weather rock.
What I'm getting at is I'm thinking that we should start a band.
What are we going to call it? Rain Men?
No.
The Rain Sticks.
We'll think of a better name than that. We'll
all play the Rain Stick.
Bring the rain.
We'll have to get different.
It sounds like a thunderstorm.
No, we'll have to get different instruments that we can play. Like, none of us are, talented enough to play music. Earl, you play instruments?
No, okay. I barely can play a damn radio.
Okay. So Earl's got the Rain Stick. Well, he'll have the Rain Stick.
Yep.
Other instruments that are easy to play, the triangle.
Yep.
You know,
bell,
yep. Yeah,
cowbell. I can play that.
What do
shaker? The little shakers.
No, Earl's got a rain stick.
No, it's a different sound. It's a different sound.
You talking about different a tambourine?
Sound. Yeah, something like that.
What about if we gave you 6 weeks to practice, do you think you could figure out how to play the recorder, like the little?
Yep.
Okay.
Easy.
And not just green sleeves.
No. No, okay. I know. I still remember green sleeves from elementary school, but yeah, I could play the recorder probably.
So you want him to record it?
We'll record it later. We'll come in here. We'll soundproof it, Earl. What is green sleeves about? Does anybody know the words to green sleeves?
I've never heard of green sleeves. I thought you had green sleeves on your shirt.
You wore it today.
That's right, baby. Little green sleeves.
What is the
sound green sleeves about? An elf. I just made that up. I don't know what it's about.
What is it?
Is it?
Well, who knows?
Really about a leprechaun?
Apparently you know, because you...
Oh, no, I can just play it.
How
I don't know
it
the background
sound?
On it.
How does green sleeve sound? Like, pretend you had a recorder. Not a trumpet.
I can't do a good recorder sound.
All right, play it on the trumpet.
I don't actually know green sleeve.
Oh, this is going nowhere.
Yeah, it sounds like a damn rain.
I lied. I actually don't know green
sleeve. I think it's made up.
The only thing I know, green sleeve got a lot of rain stick in the background.
That's green sleeves.
Or Miami Vice. One of
I might have got them confused.
Anyway,
but I think that's green sleeves.
What is what's that other song that we were that Armadillo song?
Yeah, Armadillo.
Armadillo by morning.
Yeah, armadillos keep digging little holes in my backyard.
Yeah, well, did you
armadillos
write that?
Keep digging.
We swear that when we heard it, we thought Earl might have wrote that. Armadillos keep digging little holes in my backyard.
That's it.
We thought, yeah, that's Earl.
I had the melody wrong.
Yeah, that's Earl. But I think we could do. We could at least play like small bars.
We could wouldn't be like a cover band. We would be something like that. We wouldn't be like a cover band. We would be like a
uncovered band.
Like an uncovered band or like a plastic wrap covered band.
Undercover band.
Just so y'all know, Ben Earl's already played Last Chance. So.
Yeah, it won't be the first time.
We got an in.
They'll recognize us.
Yeah, well, I might try to get my deposit back. $1,100 seems very steep for a rain stick.
You can't just buy the first one. Yeah.
Right. And that was my mistake.
Went to Guitar Center to get it, so that's also
I was in the Guitar Center looking at instruments, and I was like, what could we do? You know, I'm trying to get us back into black. Mm-hmm. What could we do?
That wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
So
is that what you use in the guitar store, looking around and you're thinking, hey, I'm gonna get me a guitar and learn how to play? No, I'm not gonna do that. Why am I in the guitar store? Is that what you said?
No, yeah. That wasn't it at all. He was in the guitar store, and that was probably the first thing he thought. But then afterwards, he was like, you know what? I can't play a guitar, but you know what Earl can do? Earl can probably play this rain stick real well.
Yeah.
Put the rain stick on layaway.
And.
Now we're here.
And build a guitar.
Oh, yeah. I needed to get Earl something for Christmas, and I thought, what better than a rain stick? I knew he didn't have one. Yeah. I didn't know he didn't know that a rain stick was a thing. But I knew he didn't have a rain stick.
Which is also kind of cool because, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There's not many things that Earl doesn't know.
Because we found something that y'all know that Earl didn't know.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. And we got it as a gift.
It's taken, 14 episodes or whatever it is? Yep. You know, but finally, you need to mark this on the tape.
Yeah, and it is. Today is a fulfillment day. I mean, I have learned something.
We'll time stamp it.
It makes you want to go home and take a nap, don't
I'm thinking serious about it.
I thought.
Overload.
Honestly, when I was looking at that rain stick, and I thought, that's got Earl's name wrote all over it. Yeah. Then, for a brief moment, I thought, there's a chance Earl has a rain stick.
It was a good chance.
Hanging up by his harpoon at the lake house.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And I thought, I got to get Earl something that he doesn't have. And then I got to thinking, like a Tesla?
Yeah.
Can't afford a Tesla.
Can't get you a Tesla.
You see where the servers went down for Tesla and people couldn't get in a car or crank them up?
Oh, shit.
I didn't hear about that. Nah. That's
worldwide server outage. All the Teslas shut down.
Damn. That's what
I heard on the news.
That's why.
Which is bad enough. Except they had a rocket up there, too, that Tesla owns.
Yeah.
So it's somewhere out in the galaxy, out there.
What happened with that rocket that was crashing?
Russia blew one of theirs up. Was that it?
No, this one was supposed to crash back down to Earth, and people were just peeking outside like,
oh, shit.
Whoa.
Where's it at? I think it fell in the ocean.
Okay. That's what they were saying, that 99% of the Earth is covered by water.
Something like that.
How much?
That's what they said.
Okay.
I don't know who they is, but they said
so. I wouldn't be watching that news already anymore.
I'm not going to watch
that. So there's a good chance it's going to land in the water.
Yeah,
that's what they said.
There's about a 65% chance it'll land in the water.
Right.
But.
And then I said, well, you know, what if it doesn't? And they were like, well, you better watch out.
That was the answer. Like, when people were concerned, they're like, hey, we need to do something about this. And like, go to the government, like, hey, y'all need to, what are we doing with this? They're like, yeah, y'all just watch out.
Yeah.
Basically,
be careful.
You watch out.
Yeah.
You got to watch.
Yeah.
Wear a hat.
Huh? Keep your wits about you.
Yeah, wear your hard hat.
Okay. Yeah.
We had a beaver moon this week. Did y'all get up and see it by chance?
Beaver moon.
Did you hear anything about it? You don't know anything about it?
What is a beaver moon? What's that?
It's where the Earth's shadow covers the moon.
Oh, so it's like black.
Yeah.
Lunar commonly eclipse. Referred to as an eclipse.
Yeah, eclipse.
Groundhog moon?
Beaver. Beaver moon.
What's the difference?
Than a groundhog and a beaver?
Yeah.
I think a beaver got bigger teeth.
And a bigger tail.
Yeah.
There we go.
And they get in water. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Groundhogs, I don't think, get in water.
What do groundhogs do?
They just hogs are not full grown yet. I mean,
short hogs,
low rider.
Yeah.
Hairy hogs.
Hairy
low rider hogs.
Well, that's all prepared to talk about this because I kind of watched this beaver moon.
Well,
you know,
how was it?
It was neat. I mean, it was pretty neat because it lasted like 3 hours.
Mm.
You know, and it turns like it don't turn black. It turns like a real dark brown color.
Does it turn all the beavers like
zombies?
Yeah, like little zombie beavers
well,
or something.
You know, that I asked her, why you got a beaver moon?
Yeah.
You know, and apparently it's, you know, the starting of beaver hunting season you always see this.
Yeah, yeah. So I did hear
so
that.
So now we can go hunt beavers?
Well, the thing about it is they said this is the first time you're going to be able to see it in 558 years.
That's why there's so damn many beavers. We ain't been able to hunt them
exactly
in half a
what
century.
I thought. Yeah.
But now it's
open season.
Now
it's on now. Yep. It's on now.
Yep.
I'm going out with a freaking shotgun, and I'm going to take
some
beaver pills.
Break out the OAR and go do a little beaver hunting.
Yep.
Yep. This is it. That's the 500-year war.
You know what?
Yep.
Y'all laughing about that. Exactly what I thought. You know, because I was thinking, because it happened like 2:02 in the morning to 5:07 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I thought I really thought.
Hold on,
know,
I
when
thought
I was
it lasted
watching.
For 3 hours.
Huh?
I thought it lasted for 3 hours.
It did.
Oh.
Only 3 hours. So do you think that people can only hunt beavers during those 3 hours, or is it like the like a
I think
start?
Because what I thought is when that thing started,
starting fire.
You know, whatever. You can't hunt no beavers, but when that thing got across there, as soon as it got to the very end, I bet you it's like 80,000 people went out to the AR-15s hunting beavers right then.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 5:07 in the morning.
Yeah, like 60 beavers off themselves that morning.
Like a sand glass up there, you know, an hourglass, you know, just counting down the seconds, you know.
Probably.
And then people run out of their house with their boots and their AR-15s.
Yeah.
And get me a beaver today.
Death to beaver.
Death to all beavers.
What is it if you look at a solar eclipse, turns you gay or something? What is it?
God damn.
Yeah.
Oh, I
now you tell
from
us.
Well, don't worry, Earl. There's always another one coming around. Okay. So, like, reverse it.
It turns you blind. Or something.
Yeah, it turns you
into a vampire.
It'll blind you. If you'll stare at the sun long enough, it'll mess your eyes up.
It ain't even got to be eclipse either, does it?
No.
Just be regular but sun.
What's the one? I thought there was one that was like a zapper, like, you know, it.
It's like a laser beamed out your eyesight.
Yeah, that's what they always said. Like, when we were in school, they would teach you about eclipses and whatnot, and they were like, I don't remember if it's a solar, lunar, you know, native. Well, I don't know the types of eclipses, but there's the one that if you look at it, you go blind. Is it like an instantaneous thing where it's like...
Nah. Pfft, is that the one you heard you had to make that little box and have a mirror? You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
You had to watch it through that box and...
Well, no, I think
I think y'all might have not been paying real close attention that day in school.
I wasn't. I'll admit to it. I can't name a day where I was paying close attention in school. You know,
that's why I have such bad eyesight.
Because you look at solar eclipses.
I looked at it, yeah.
Oh, I thought because you didn't pay attention in school.
Well, that too.
How you feel about your love life?
You can watch that Beaver Moon Sea?
That's how I would look at it. I'd be like, yep. What?
What?
I'm just trying to see if what I heard was factual.
What's that?
You look at a lot of eclipses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How you feel about, you know, women?
Or men.
I love them.
And men?
It didn't turn me gay.
Okay.
It didn't turn me gay. So right, I see what you're getting at.
Yeah, that's where we was going with that.
But I am blind. I can't see.
Yeah, so don't look
yeah,
at
don't look at eclipses, whatever you do.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Sometimes I hear stuff, and then I think, that doesn't sound right.
you
misheard
it. I don't know if I trust your sources.
That's why I ask Earl.
That's right.
Yeah, I
put a lot of trust in Earl.
Yep.
Hold up. You still got a lot of trust in Earl? After finding out he don't know what the hell a rain stick is?
No, and I had no clue about a rain stick.
Honestly, I'm going to take the rest of the day just celebrate that we taught Earl something.
We finally contributed something.
I was trying my best to help Earl with the dryer situation last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dryer went bad.
Yep.
And Earl is a genius fixing it.
Swooped in.
Yeah.
Fix it.
Speaking of that, was the dryer just sitting up there drying one day and said, yes, I'm done with this, and just quit? Yeah.
Could have been. You know. It might have had, I don't know, Earl could probably tell us, but it probably had something to do with the electrical short in the building that could have killed us all.
Mm-hmm.
Earl was examining the dryer and checking it out, you know, and
breaking it down.
Yeah, and so he's testing the wires to see what's good, what's bad, you know. And he's like, well, "That wire's good. That wire's good." And I noticed that the dryer was unplugged, and I said, "Earl, you want me to plug that dryer in for you so you can test those wires?" And I've never seen Earl look like this before. But Earl looked at me and said, what? No, it's unplugged. And I said, yeah, you want me to plug it in? And he said, no.
I could get hurt.
Yeah, I said,
what do you mean?
And then, in my mind, I thought, you fat idiot. What kind
You've
of question
crossed the line. Yep. That's I was what like, you thought. I've crossed the line.
Because I was thinking, well, you know, to see if there's, you know, some juice in a wire, you might need to plug it up. And Earl's like,
you're an idiot.
What? And I was like, I'm just going to stand here and hand him tools.
I'm sorry. I'll hold the flashlight.
Yeah. 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 I was getting out of my wheelhouse of what I was doing.
That's right. You were overreaching.
You know, you're out of your lane.
Lifting heavy things.
Overreach.
Handing tools. That's my area code. You know, I'm going to stick in there.
Mm-hmm. Stay in your lane, homie.
Yeah, Earl's got the wires going, and he's, you know, looks like a damn mad scientist trying to, you know, reignite Frankenstein over there. Mm-hmm. I said, you want to plug it in? He's,
what?
Idiot. He didn't say it, but I could feel it in his heart.
You felt it in his eyes.
You look, you're like, yeah. Yeah, his eyes said,
quit.
Idiot. And then they whispered, fat. I was like, what? Ah. Ah. But hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with all the people watching, listening.
Both of you?
Josh
yep.
wired the dryer up. So good if there's job, a horrible Josh. Accident.
Why are you putting this on record? Stop.
No, we didn't. I didn't do any of that. That was a perfectly fine dryer when we hooked it up.
We got a, the house burns we got a certified electrician to hook it up for us.
Yeah.
In case the house burns
just
down.
Kidding.
Good point. Good point.
No, I was proud, man. I thought I did something.
No, you didn't do it. Mm-hmm. A certified electrician did it.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yep. UL certified.
Well, I got them here, and they did it.
There you go. All the wiring's good.
Yep.
Correctly done, up to code.
Yep.
As far as we know.
As long as that green wire's in the right place, the other two really don't matter.
Uh-oh. That one that goes in the middle?
We cut the green one off.
It's like... Didn't need it.
Oh, that
that's
place
not, that's not good.
I thought that was an extra.
Yeah, we thought that was like a spare. Like, oh, if, you know, yeah, red and black mix, it's green.
Here's green. Cut it off. Save it for later.
Uh-huh. Yeah, save it in case you need it later. So,
like extra screws.
Yeah.
You just got them. You got them sometimes.